Okay, welcome back. Time to talk to Mitchell Henderson again. We always get great information from Mitch. Probably one of a kind. I don't think there's anyone out there who's doing what Mitchell is doing. He's telling us what we really are going to face, how to address it, and steps to take to try to better acquaint ourselves with the danger ahead. And it is that, and then some. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome back.
Hello. Yeah, tonight I want to talk about miscalculation and war.
Miscalculation and war. And yes, things have happened in history on a miscalculation. That's not unusual. People are people. Now, with AI involved, you wonder if things in that realm, in that category, may have changed a little bit. But ultimately, it's still people making the decisions, and they don't always think before they act. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the issue is that the United States wants to control the world politically, economically, financially, and culturally. Our thesis is that if all countries of the world are just like us, then there will be peace and prosperity. President right. Woodrow Wilson first articulated this in an address to Congress on April 2, 1917. Wilson felt that the United States is responsible for world peace and freedom of all. He stated, quote, neutrality is no longer feasible or desirable where peace of the world is involved and freedom of its peoples. And the menace to their peace and freedom lies in the charge of autocratic governments backed by organized force, which is controlled wholly by their will and not by the will of their people. Wilson was a progressive. Progressivism seeks to advance the human condition through social reforms primarily based on purported advancements in social organization, science, and technology. Right. It demands universal application and should spread its ideal society everywhere. It all seems nice, but it's a nightmare. Its culmination is well described in Yuval Noah Hariri's Homo Deus, Transhumanist Dystopia. It is not a world of diversity, but a world of uniformity. It is not a world of equity, it is a world of universal slavery. It is not a world of inclusion, it is a world of conformity. It is a post-truth Marxist hell. And
correct.
We want to spread it to the whole world.
Well said. Yes, exactly right.
During Wilson's time as president, the United States invaded and occupied Mexico, Honduras, Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and Russia. They just can't leave people alone, okay? Under the Biden regime, freedom is defined as the promotion of feminism and sodomy. Now the Biden regime wants war with Russia, Iran, China, uh-huh. and North Korea because they are patriarchies and do not promote gay rights. American values are the absence of values and the embracing of decadence and immorality.
Mitch, let me ask a question here.
Yes,
may I?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please.
There was a big development. I guess it happened yesterday. It's difficult to say because in the deluge of news stories, there's so much contradicting material out there now. It's crazy. You never know really what's going on. I do think there's a likelihood, though, that the UK's decision yesterday, which was a major position change, in stating that it will not give Zelensky and the Ukrainian nuts free rein, green light, to attack deep into Russia with its manufactured Storm Shadow missiles, unless the United States gives Ukrainians the green light as well. So if Zelensky gets green lights from the UK and the US, and obviously NATO would fall in line, then they'll go ahead and attack Russia, deep into Russia with cruise missiles, and other missiles as well. But the U.S. now seems to hold the final card in this little gambit. I'm not saying what it's going to be. I don't know. But if the Brits have backed off and are putting it on Biden's head, so to speak, well, if he says go ahead, then we'll say go ahead. That's a big change, if it's
yes,
true.
Yes, it is. Well, we're going to talk about that. Okay.
Very good.
So the strategy is the Marxist inevitability of gradualism or incrementalism in war. This means trying to avoid an all-out war by launching incremental aggression. The preferred method of conquest is instability operations coupled with color revolutions. The United States wants to surround Russia, Iran, China, and North Korea. These nations are aware of that. They do not want to be surrounded because it means the end of their sovereignty and freedom.
Exactly.
The U.S. strategy in Ukraine was to use the Ukraine war to destabilize Russia and bring about a color revolution and break Russia into 17 smaller nations with no superpower abilities. Our government states this clearly and openly. Our sanctions war was supposed to wreck the Russian economy. It has not. It has wrecked the Europe's economy instead. It was supposed to weaken the Russian military. It has not. It has strengthened the Russian military. It had the goal of killing as many Russian soldiers as possible, but it has killed over 700,000 Ukrainian soldiers and only about 70,000 Russian soldiers.
I think it's a million. Mitch, I think it may be a million. We don't know for sure. 700,000 is a good enough guess. I think it's over
a
million.
I'm being very conservative.
Understood.
To say 700,000, I'm being very conservative.
Okay? Yes, understood. Now, so, Russia today announced, Putin announced that the Russian military is going to be expanded to 2.4 million men. 2.4 million men in the Russian military. That's very close to, if not equaling, China. So they're they're building and preparing. What are we doing?
We can't even recruit people.
No.
So the objective of an army is to destroy the enemy army. Russia has been doing that on the cheap with minimal effort. Russia likes to attract the enemy into kill boxes where they can destroy them, like in Bakhmut and Kursk. All these efforts were supposed to make the Russian people miserable and cause them to lose support for Putin so that they could engineer a color revolution in Russia. It has not happened. Russian support for Putin and the Russian military has only grown stronger. Since the beginning, the United States has escalated the war consistently, crossing Russia's red lines. Last week, the United States and the United Kingdom said they were thinking about allowing Ukraine to use their long-range missiles to attack deep into Russia. Russia said that such a declaration would mean that the United States and NATO would be officially at war with Russia. Now, keep this in mind. It doesn't matter what we say. We can say, oh, we're not at war with Russia. If Russia says that we are at war with them, guess what? We are at war with them. Okay? So Russia also changed its posture towards nuclear weapons. Putin said that NATO's involvement in the war would put the world at risk of nuclear war. Russia very specifically said that it would not be a local or regional nuclear war. It will also mean nuclear attacks on the United States. He made that very clear. The Russian ambassador made very clear the foolishness of going to war with a nuclear nation. It could result in the end of civilization. Russia brought this up at the United Nations Security Council. The UN declared that the British and American threats to allow their long-range missiles do not help peace or end the war. A typical UN, you know, non-committal nothing. Okay?
Right.
But at least it didn't blame Russia. The American response has been dismissive of Russian threats, saying that the Russians will do nothing. That's what our leaders, military and diplomatic leaders, say. Russia will do nothing. This is the problem. We mistake Russian hesitancy to go too wild as a weakness.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, however, Russia has made it abundantly clear that the firing of any NATO long-range missiles into Russia specifically means that NATO is at war with Russia. Russia has said what they will do, including completely destroying Kiev with conventional arms, although they say they would be justified in using a nuclear weapon to do so. Putin has already said earlier this summer that they will supply America's enemies abroad with high-tech weaponry. And if Ukraine were to use one of our missiles to destroy a nuclear weapons site or Russian early warning radar, a nuclear attack on the U.S. and NATO would be swift. Keep in mind that Zelensky does everything he can to drag NATO into a war with Russia. He will attack nuclear reactors that will kill thousands and maybe even contaminate Europe with radiation. There is no law that he would not stoop to. What does Russia mean by supplying advanced weapons to our enemies? Russia can ship missiles to Iran over land through Azerbaijan, across the Caspian Sea, or by air. In particular, the Russian 3M-22 Zircon anti-ship missile would change the game in the Middle East. The Zircon anti-ship missile travels at Mach 8. It is maneuverable and has a range of 620 rounds. It can be fired from land-based launchers. From land launchers on the Iranian coast, these missiles can hit any ship in the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Oman, and Arabian Sea. That's the whole
600-plus mile range, okay?
Yeah.
600 miles. Wow.
From Yemen, the Houthis could hit any ship in the Gulf of Aden and as far north in the Red Sea as the Tropic of Cancer. They could hit any ship in the Saudi Arabian port of Jeddah. From Syria, they can attack any ship up to 620 miles from the Syrian coast, to include the complete southern coast of Turkey up to the island of Rhodes in Greece, all of the waters around Cyprus, the entire coast of Lebanon and Israel, and the coast of Egypt as far away as El Alamein in Egypt's western desert. The Zircon anti-ship missile does not have to be masked or swarmed to hit a target and sink it. It is a hypersonic missile that travels at Mach 8. We have nothing to shoot it down. It will kill our biggest and best ships. The U.S. aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is in the Gulf of Oman, and the aircraft carrier Lincoln is in the area also. Imagine the escalation if Iran or Yemen was to sink one or both of our aircraft carriers. There are up to 5,000 sailors on an aircraft carrier. Russia can also supply...
That would be the end of the age of aircraft carriers, as we know. That would end.
Yes, it would.
That's why they pulled them out. They pulled the Reagan out, and they pulled the... What the hell was... Anyway, they pulled two of them out. They know that the Iranians can sink them.
Yep, and that's the end of the aircraft carrier. That's indeed correct. Russia can also supply Hezbollah in Lebanon with hypersonic missiles that can evade the Israeli Iron Dome. It can supply the Houthis in Yemen longer-range missiles with which to hit Israel with. So I want you to understand, this is Russia holding Israel hostage to American actions in the Ukraine. Okay?
Right.
It's like he said specifically that our allies will pay. Okay? So the Biden regime forgets its objectives and drifts into new ones. Ukraine was supposed to destabilize Russia, but has made it stronger. Out of desperation, the Biden regime pulls out all the stops to try and desperately undercut support for Putin by murdering 150 innocent civilians in a terrorist attack in Moscow in March. Then we start launching deep attacks inside Russia to murder civilians with drones and terrorist attacks across the border. Finally, we get Ukraine to launch a major invasion inside Russia in the Kursk province. That was entirely planned by NATO officers and entirely equipped and resourced by us, okay? Our goal is to try to and convince the Russian people that Putin cannot protect them. It is not working. So now we have decided to let Ukraine use our attackers and Storm Shadow missiles to kill large numbers of Russian civilians deep into the homeland. In fact, only NATO soldiers can operate these. Putin has said if the United States and the United Kingdom allow these missiles to be fired deep into Russian territory, he will consider NATO to be at war with Russia. That changes the calculus. It changes the trajectory of the war. Why is the Biden regime doing this now? Because Russia is winning, and there's really nothing that can save Ukraine. Biden must escalate the war because of the November election. He cannot lose the war before the election. He has to look tough. Last week, Ukrainian drones attacked Murmansk, Russia, on the Arctic Ocean. It is 3,201 kilometers from Ukraine to Murmansk. Ukrainian drones can fly 750 kilometers. It is 413 kilometers from Inari, Finland, to Murmansk. It does not escape the Russians that Finland allows Ukrainians to launch drones from Finnish soil. Any idiot can figure this out, but the Finns deny it. The Finns just lie in spite of how absurd their lie is, just like all the lying that's going on nowadays. Finland is insanely pushing its luck. Marxism is a death cult, and it looks like Finland wants to commit suicide. They only have 5 million people. It became independent of Russia in 1917. Russia can easily take it back. Putin this weekend put his military on alert to prepare for a war with NATO. This was intended to make it seem to NATO that he was not responding strong enough. Putin understands Western arrogance. He understands our self-delusion. We are very predictable in our behavior. What would be NATO's next escalation after sending long-range missiles in there? Moving NATO troops into Ukraine and setting up a no-fly zone. If we allow Ukraine to fire our long-range missiles deep into Russia and get away with it, then the next logical step is to send NATO troops in and declare a no-fly zone. This would be the end of the war because Russia will destroy NATO forces in Ukraine, and NATO will have aircraft attack Russian forces by air from airfields inside NATO. Russia will then attack those airfields, and escalation will be rapid. Putin does have foresight. We do not. The purpose of an army is to destroy the enemy army. Putin has been doing this on the cheap while on the defense. If he wants to increase the tempo of destroying the enemy army, what does he do? Putin allows a kill box to form where he can liquidate large numbers of enemy soldiers in a smaller area. Think Bakhmut, Robotyne, and now Kursk. Can't we see that he is going to make us think that it is safe to send NATO troops into Ukraine? Can't we see the NATO kill box he is setting up? We just have no vision at all. That kill box will lead to desperation, which will lead to a nuclear war. The pedophile Biden regime could have us in a nuclear war by Christmas. It can spiral out of control any day now. Consider this. If Trump is elected president, he will stop all support for Ukraine and force Ukraine into peace. The deal that Trump wants to offer is that Ukraine will be an independent nation that cannot join NATO. There will be a large demilitarized zone separating Ukraine from Russia. The fighting and shelling must stop. For Zelensky to survive, he must stop Trump from getting elected. That is not a sure thing. So what to do? Have the Ukrainian SBU working with the U.S. CIA and Secret Service assassinate President Trump? Have the FBI lead the investigation so they can wipe all the assassins' social media before the public gets a clear picture of him? It is kind of odd that only Trump and the Secret Service knew ahead of time that he would be playing golf that day and what time. How did Routh know? Routh entered the bushes about 2 a.m. when nobody was around, so he could not be seen. That was right. A wise move on his part, okay? Right. What did Routh and the first assassin, Thomas Crooks, have in common? They were both in BlackRock commercials. Okay. Who had the motive and the opportunity to kill President Trump? Zelensky. The news media will talk all about Routh going to Ukraine, his involvement in Ukraine, how he was a big supporter of Ukraine, but they will not suggest that Zelensky had a part in this. Zelensky has Russians assassinated all the time. Why wouldn't he do that to an American president?
All true. Yeah, you know, I watched the guy talk, and he does present as somebody with a brain that has been fried and conditioned. He doesn't seem at all glued together right. No surprise. These people are just throwaway cutouts. There's nothing. They got endless numbers of them.
I like the way the press says, well, we do not know what his political beliefs are. Yet every evidence that everybody in America has seen is all these donations he made to the Democratic Party. They show a picture of his truck parked at his house in Hawaii, and it's got a Biden-Harris sticker on it for 2024. And yet they don't know which political party he supports. The news media lies to us ridiculous and absurd lies. You know, it's 1984. You know, yeah. War is peace, hate is love, 2 and 2 = 5. This is where we're at, you know?
Yeah. true. Yeah.
They even say that during the end times, Satan himself will be telling people ridiculous lies because he just expects everybody to believe him, you know?
We live in a world of lies now. We live in a culture of lies.
Yeah,
Mitch. Everybody lies.
Empire of lies. Yeah, everything is lies. But the word revelation means to reveal. It means an awakening. It means people start seeing the truth. And we can point directly to what made people start opening their eyes to the fact that you cannot trust the government, you cannot trust the news media, you cannot trust scientists, you cannot trust the medical profession, the pharmacy profession. That was the COVID pandemic. They lied so badly and so in our face and so much to our detriment as an obedience test they did this, but they lied so badly that too many people started saying, well, wait a minute, but this is bullshit, people, that they're telling us. And people started not believing in the mainstream media, not believing what the government said, not even believing what scientists said. They have abused brainwashing and propaganda so badly that it's become transparent to many people. Okay, many people are still sort of caught up in this. And I'll tell you, this is a generalization. This doesn't mean every single person. But I was talking to some neighbors, and they're very smart people, and they're artists, they're musicians, plastic arts, stuff like that. They're very artistic people, and they do a lot of, they're involved a lot in the arts community across the United States and stuff.
Right.
They go to art shows, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So they meet a lot of woke liberal people. Let's put it that way. They meet a lot of these people. They know a lot of them, and they were telling me that something that they noticed, they said that a lot of these people are atheists, and they said, isn't it ironic that an atheist who demands so much proof of God's existence will believe any lie that the government and the media tells them, any lie that they're told? And I had to admit, I know many atheists, and they're the same way. They will not believe God, but they will believe anything the government or the media tells them. It's got to be the truth, as far as they're concerned.
I know. All right. Hold on just a minute, Mitch. We'll take a break and come right back with more of Mitchell Henderson and his visit this week after this. Okay, and I think the biggest story in terms of immediate concerns for war with Russia have to do with the UK reversal on its position that they originally said that they had given Ukraine the full green light. Go right ahead. Use our storm shadows and attack Russia anywhere you want. They backed off on that yesterday. Maybe it was this morning. At any rate, recently, very recently. And said, we'll only do it if the U.S. goes along with us and also gives a green light for full Ukraine offensive actions against Russia. So it sounds like a major play is underway. We'll have to wait and see. We'll see. If the U.S. and the Biden regime go right ahead and give Zelensky the green light to use any weapons that we have or the West has given Ukraine against Russia, that's war. Simple. Go ahead.
Well, Starmer is just trying to relieve himself of the responsibility.
Yeah.
Britain will get wiped off the map.
He doesn't want to wear this.
Starmer just doesn't want to be responsible for that happening, so he's going to lay it all in Biden's hand. Okay. So this is actually what Putin wanted to do by saying, if you attack us with the long range missiles, we're at war with NATO. So now that is called an ultimatum. Russia has given us an ultimatum. If you attack us with long range missiles, it is war with Russia and NATO. So it's like Starmer he's not the leader of the free world. The United States is, so he can't really make that decision. They're gonna put that all in the United States' hands.
Right.
Also,
well, the
Russia's
U.S.
told
has
the United
been
States that they're going to bomb us too. You know.
Right. The U.S. has been giving nothing but signals of green lighting Ukraine for, what, a couple weeks now? Well, we're not going to stand in their way. They can do whatever they want. It's their destiny. Ha ha. Wrong.
Well, we're trying
did
to
you,
we're trying
did
to
you
come
hear
up
Mitt,
with the
Mitch?
Excuses of why we're doing it. Yeah.
I agree. Did you hear the story about the explosion last Friday around 3 or 4 a.m. in Washington State, about 30 or 40 miles east of Bremerton, Washington, in the mountains? Well, mountains, you know, 2,500, 3,000 feet, something like that. There's a place called...
I haven't heard this story.
All right. There's a location there between Osos, and there's another city called Winthrop. Winthrope, Winthrop, Washington. And in between those two cities, I'm not sure if it's directly in the middle or not, but there's a U.S. Naval secret, very high security facility called Jim Creek Naval Facility. I believe that's the formal name of it, Jim Creek. Jim Creek was the name of a little old area between some mountains, beautiful with a, you know, a big stream in it and all that. They have placed there years ago, and they apparently have strung cables from mountaintop to mountaintop. It's a VLF, very low frequency, ULF, ultra low frequency, ship to shore communication station for U.S. nuclear submarines. It is said that the Navy can send messages to any sub anywhere in the world from that kind of facility. I think they have more than one, but that was a big one. Now, supposedly last Friday, early in the morning, 3 or 4, there was a big explosion. The U.S. Geological Survey announced it at about the 2,300-foot level, 2,300 feet high. Was that a U.S. target being hit by a sub-launched Russian cruise missile as a warning to back off? Stop. We don't know. Today I called up to the Snohomish County Sheriff's Department and asked, did you have any reports, any calls about an explosion last Friday, early a.m., in the area of the Jim Creek Naval Facility, which is a broadcast. It's a communications center.
Right.
And the guy said, I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to give any information out about that or anything else. I said, wait a minute. You're a sheriff's department. Can you just tell me, did you get any reports from people of an explosion being heard anywhere near the Jim Creek facility? I cannot give him any information out about that. So after about 5 minutes, I just gave up. I don't know that that necessarily means, yes, we got reports, no, we're not going to tell you about it, or the guy was just repeating the party line and they don't give the press any information about anything anymore. I don't know. But I did make the call and I tried to find out. And this came again, the original report from the USGS, apparently. That's the word I have.
Well, you know,
I'll send it to you. I'll send what I got to you. You
here's the thing is, that's actually it. That is how they communicate with the nuclear submarines. Jim Creek is the place. There's not another place. That's the place that talks to them.
Yeah, and it's only one way. Apparently, the Navy can only issue instructions outward bound from that facility. It's not a two-way chatterbox.
That's how they give orders. And, of course, that's part of our triad.
That's a critical part of our triad. We have to be able to communicate with our nuclear submarines no matter what. So you knew about Jim Creek. That's interesting. Not many people do.
Yeah.
Figured you might.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I mean, it's big cables. It's a very big array. I mean, listen, Russia has this thing up by St. Petersburg. And it's an array of very long, like cables and lines over a big array. And what it does is it senses stealth aircraft coming in, because you can't see it with a high frequency radar, but a very low-frequency radar will ping on that and detect it. Okay. It can
regular
radar cannot.
Right.
So it's a widely known technology, used for many things.
The Jim Creek Naval Radio Telemetry Center, whatever the formal name of it is a major target. And if you want to tell the U.S. to back off, that would be a thing to do. Send in a cruise missile. Maybe it had a little EMP on it. I don't know. A little bomb of some kind. Just to make a noise to show we know exactly where it is. We can take it out anytime we want. You want to play that game? Keep it up. I don't know. I can't confirm this, but I do have a report from the government.
Give you this information about these hypersonic missiles. Okay, a hypersonic missile traveling at like Mach 8, Mach 9, there's this air pressure, like compression thing at the cone of the missile going such that radar can't see it, can't see the missile. Radar
Correct.
Can't see it.
Correct.
So, of course, they can't use radar to track anything either, but you don't need radar to guide a missile into a target. Okay, you can do that by other methods. So, so we wouldn't necessarily see it coming. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah,
no,
there's a very big possibility of this. This could be a thing, you know. But let me just make a statement about this lying that's going on. When I was in the Army, back in 86 or 87, I took the Army's psychological warfare operations course, okay, just because I wanted to know, okay. And you have to understand something, is that this PSYOPs is not about telling the truth, and it's not about telling the enemy the truth. PSYOPs is convincing people of what you want to convince them of, okay? And
it
uses very direct methods to do that, okay? So, do they lie through psychological operations? Oh, yeah, probably 95% of everything in a PSYOPs is a lie, okay? They just want to convince people of something. They do psychological preparation of the battlefield, okay? So let's look at this election as a battlefield, okay? The government does PSYOPs on this. So what are the PSYOPs that they do? The objective of the PSYOPs is to try to convince people and make them believe that Harris could actually be elected in a landslide election. That she
That's
could
quite
actually
a PSYOP.
Be elected
I
president.
Agree.
Okay, so you notice back in January, they says, well, Biden ought to dump Harris as a vice president running mate because she's more unpopular than Biden is. Now, this is what the press is telling us in January. Okay, then the time comes when they've got to dump Biden, and all of a sudden, she is wildly popular. The press is saying, oh, she's neck to neck with Trump.
But the whole thing is fiction.
To most people, it's all fiction. It's all bullshit.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
It's fiction. All of it is fiction. So then when they have the, I even put a note on YouTube before the debate. I said, you know that Harris is going to destroy Trump in the debate. This will be the media narrative after the debate. That Harris won, and she did a very good job of doing this. Okay,
right.
So another thing I'd like to call to your attention is, you do realize that on things like this, the Russians believe our propaganda. Also, they believe a lot of things that we say about our own country. They take it as the truth. Also, they can miscalculate on that. Also.
Yeah.
All right. So they can believe that if Harris got elected, they would be inclined to believe that she actually got elected. Okay. So it's just, and you can just see every day. It's like they bring up the Haitians eating dogs and cats and pets in Springfield, Ohio. Right. So what do they do? The mayor of Springfield, Ohio, is a Republican. He's a Republican who voted for DEI in the city government bring in gays and allow trannies to work and all this kind of stuff. He is a woke liberal person, even if he's a Republican. He's woke and liberal, okay? So the press just goes to him and asks him, and he says, oh, no, that's not happening. But then you ask the people in Springfield, Ohio, and there's a different story. Okay, and see, propaganda is not just about making an assertion. It's also about ignoring certain facts also, or distracting people from certain facts. Okay, so we have things like, you know, they really are eating. You know, let me just tell you something, because I used to be a cop in Tampa, and they have a large amount of Haitians there, and, you know, do Haitians, you know, if you ask me, do Haitians eat pets, I wouldn't say right off the bat that they eat them, but I would definitely say they sacrifice them.
Oh, sacrifice them, sure. That's Santeria, voodoo.
It's
yeah.
standard. Yeah, it's Santeria. They do it all the time. They did it when I was working as a policeman. They did it. Yes, they grab neighbors' pets because, well, a pet is a free sacrifice, right?
We got a video of cats on a grill here. Jones ran it today. Alex Jones.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just like, it's true. It's just, it's like Kamala Harris, she says, it is terrible that Trump went and attended this funeral of the 13 people killed, okay? But the voice that the mainstream media will never show you is the family members of the 13 soldiers who got killed, okay? Well, they were Marines, a soldier, and a sailor, okay? Mostly Marines. But they don't talk to their families. Their families invited Trump. They wanted to take pictures with Trump at the Arlington Cemetery and stuff. That was at their invitation, and they all went on the news and defended Trump. But did the mainstream media play that anywhere? No,
right.
They did not. You know,
I will. By the way, I will post tonight again the Hal Turner story. The USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, issued a bulletin that last Friday there was a. An event, they call it an other event, caused the equivalent of a magnitude 2.7 earthquake. And that was at 2,300 feet above the ground. And it's right there. Word is that the other event was an explosion, possibly of a hypersonic missile, sent as a message to the United States. So I've got the formal USGS report here. Again, from Hal Turner, I'll put back up tonight. I've sent it to you, Mitch, as well. You've got it.
But, you know what? Also, keep this in mind, too. We're starting to see that. We're starting to see new electronic weapons and stuff, okay? This could be an electronic weapon, okay? And where else is this showing up? It's showing up in Lebanon. The Israelis blew up like almost 3,000 pagers.
This is a big story. Now listen to Mitch carefully. These are pagers that you'd get, you know, you carry them on your belt, in your pocket, whatever, to get messages on. They're pagers. And several thousand of them suddenly, almost simultaneously today, exploded either in the hands or on the person of a whole bunch of Hezbollah fighters and Hezbollah personnel, killing 9 and injuring over 1,000 others. And I have posted two different videos of these explosions.
Like
I've got two videos up posted.
2,700 injured people.
Yeah, 2000, whatever.
2,700. So here's the thing is what happened is Hezbollah stopped using cell phones because Israelis could track them with the cell phones. So what they did is they went to buy pagers. That way they could just page people, you know, to call them, and that's just more security. I mean, listen, I was in the drug trade back in the day, and what did we use? We used pagers because it's very secure means of communication, right? Because it's not voice. Nobody's saying anything on a pager. So what they did is Hezbollah went to pagers. These pagers have lithium batteries, just like a phone does or anything. So what the Israelis did, electronic warfare, is they cause those pagers to blow up. So, Americans, listen. Like right now, I've got a cell phone to my head. Our government can send a signal and blow these things up in our hands. Now you know.
How did the Israelis do it?
Israelis let it slip out of
their. Did they blow up the lithium batteries? What did they do?
It's the lithium battery that blows up. But you send a signal that causes the lithium battery to just feed back into itself. I'm not recommending people to do this, but a good example is, say you get a little flashlight that holds two batteries, two of the AA batteries, okay?
Yeah.
So if you put two different kinds of AA batteries in there, two different, say an alkaline and a lithium, okay, and you hold it, you're going to notice it's going to start getting very hot in your hands, and then it'll blow up, okay? So you can blow up just by hooking a couple batteries together. You can make them blow up. Okay, and listen, we have stories all the time of lithium batteries blowing up on their own without anybody instigating it.
How did the Jews get them to blow up simultaneously, Mitch?
They send out a signal.
There must have been a backdoor chip in the batteries in these things.
Sure. They send out a signal and tell it to feed back on itself. It'll heat up and blow up. Boom.
Well, it's a pager, so
you're probably not holding it in your hand, so you're not going to notice the heat coming from it. It will get hot before it blows up. Okay. So, but I want people to pay attention to this. They have just revealed a new method of electronic warfare. They can get your devices to blow up on you. Okay.
Got it.
So, danger, you know?
I know. Crazy stuff. Okay, go ahead. We have about 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Well, it's just, my big thing is just, I was talking about the lies, but look, the thing that happened in Israel, they're letting secret information out, okay? They decided to use this. You see, a lot of times they keep these weapons. They don't use them because they don't want the enemy to have them. And I'm sure the United States didn't want Israel to do that because now the whole world knows that that can be done. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to pay attention to this book. And here's the thing, too. Keep everything simple. It's like Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is probably it. Who wanted to kill Trump this second time, this Ralph guy? Who wanted that to happen? Zelensky wanted that to happen. That was in Zelensky. He had the motive, and he had the opportunity. This man's been to Ukraine. He has dealt with the SBU. The SBU assassinates people, of course. Instead of following all the news conspiracy theories about it, if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it must be a duck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't get distracted by these things. Just realize who did it. Who tried to kill Trump the first time? Well, he had a debate with Biden. It destroyed Biden. They appointed Harris. Okay, so what they needed to do is they needed to get Trump out of the way. The easiest way to do that is assassinate him. The Secret Service and the FBI tried to kill Trump. Okay, if your mind will not go there, you trust the government way too much.
All true. I don't know. If there's going to be a third attempt, I don't think they're going to fail next time. That's just my sense.
Well, they might get somebody a little bit more better prepared, But,
look what they did
to
you. What did they do? What did they do to Yevgeny? What did they do to Yevgeny Prigozhin, who showed up the entire Russian army in Bakhmut, became a folk hero to almost all of Russia, was beginning to become as popular as Putin, and they killed him. They put a little bomb in the wheel well of his jet while it had some work done on the landing gear while he was, I guess, in St. Petersburg or somewhere, and they blew it up. Yeah. It's very simple to do. Same with John Kennedy Jr. They put a little bomb in the luggage compartment in his little twin-engine plane. blew the tail off of it.
Yeah.
Straight down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wouldn't, if I were Trump, like I've said, I would take trains for a while.
He probably ought to seriously think about, if he's got the money, he should hire his own security detail. You know?
Why not? Of course.
The Secret Service
he's got
is
the
trying
money.
To kill him. The Secret Service is
you make a good point.
They are the assassins. You know?
Of course. yes, absolutely. Who was involved with JFK? The Mossad and the CIA. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that the violence stops. It's sickening. It's, all of it is disgusting. We'll see. Mitchell, thank you very much. What is your take on the so-called election at this point? What's your guess? What have they decided to do?
The Democratic National Committee is going warp speed ahead to rig the election. They're doing the propaganda preparation to rig it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's people above and beyond that. It is BlackRock people. It's global elite people who decide the election. And they're gonna watch what's going on. They're going to do what's best for them. Okay?
They always do.
So that's if somebody asked me, who's the Antichrist, I would say, well, if Harris gets elected, she's the Antichrist. If Trump gets elected, he's the Antichrist. They're going to pick their person. We don't get a
Trump
choice.
I agree. Trump will do whatever he's told. I think he's fully in line now. I don't think he's going to step out of line. I don't think it matters what he says anymore. He'll do what he's told.
A good way to tell of who's in control, if Trump gets elected, a good way to tell who's in control is if he appointed Tulsi Gabbard, Secretary of Defense, and Robert F. Kennedy, Secretary of State, then Trump is in control. If those people are not appointed to those offices, Trump is not in control of anything.
Good indicator, for sure. Yeah, I agree. All right, Mitch, we'll see you next week. Thank you for everything. Take care and be safe out there.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, gang, taking a break now, and we'll come right back with David Oates and more reverse speech coming up next.